This morning, we're starting a series of stories about peanut butter. Not your average peanut butter, a life-saving kind. It's mixed with some added nutrients, and it's revolutionized the treatment of severely malnourished children around the world. It's been so successful, there are moves to expand its use. So it won't just be a treatment to save a life, but a snack to keep kids healthy in the first place. Sounds good, but some experts aren't so sure, and NPR's Dan Charles traveled to Haiti for this report.
It's no fun getting laid out flat in a wooden box so somebody can measure how tall you are, even if you're a 16-month-old child. We're in an outside corridor of a hospital in the city of Cape Haitien in Haiti. And all this weighing and measuring is an attempt to find out whether a new idea for how to provide better nutrition to young children really works. This child is here for a routine checkup. But then she'll get something else, a pile of little foil-wrapped snacks, enough to eat one every day for a month. Shirley Jean-Louis, a nurse with a quiet voice and a huge smile who is helping run this trial program, explains the packages contain about 4 teaspoons worth of peanut paste that's been fortified with other essential nutrients, iodine, zinc, vitamins. It's similar to a more famous peanut butter product, the kind that's now used to treat children who are suffering from severe malnutrition. But Shirley Jean-Louis explains the children who come here have been doing just fine, probably because they've been breastfeeding. Now, though, they're vulnerable. They're getting a little older. They're shifting to other foods, maybe not the foods they really need. For instance, Renand Raphael, the 16-month-old girl who's so unhappy about getting measured. Her mother, Joseph Garlandi, tells me the nurses have been giving her advice about what food to buy for her child. Food like milk, eggs, and vegetables.
Is it hard to follow the advice?
Yes, it's difficult.
Because?
Pourquoi ça?
Parce que moi, je cherche à gagner possibilité pour ça.
Foods are expensive and we don't have the purchasing power.
So we eat mostly rice, corn, and beans, she says. Laura Iannotti, a specialist on international nutrition at Washington University in St. Louis, helped set up this trial program in Cape Haitien. She says children at this age, from 6 to 18 months, really need more than rice and beans.
It's a critical period.
It's especially critical, she says, because many of the effects of malnutrition at this young age are irreversible.
So if a child is stunted, meaning that they lose height during that period, they never recover the growth that was lost.
There can also be permanent effects on the brain. 20% of all children in Haiti suffer stunting, Iannotti says. In Guatemala and some countries in Africa, it's at least 40%. And Iannotti would love to know whether that extra package of enriched peanut butter, just one a day, will be enough to prevent stunting among the children in this trial program. She's monitoring those children, following their progress. If the program seems to work, public health officials in Haiti might expand it.
If we show that there's a positive impact on health and growth, in particular height, then yes, the idea is that we now move more into the rural areas of Haiti where malnutrition is a bigger problem. And then ideally we move toward sort of national coverage.
Similar experiments are underway in several other countries, too. They could be the first steps toward turning enriched peanut butter from an emergency treatment into a routine super snack. Now, some experts say not so fast. Mark Maneri, who's also at Washington University, has been a big booster of using the sort of food to treat severe malnutrition. But he's been disappointed by the results of other trials similar to the one in Haiti aimed at preventing malnutrition.
Unfortunately, they haven't worked very well. So I'm not a wholesale enthusiast of the prevention.
They're not sure why the kids eating the packets didn't do much better. And other public health experts say the peanut butter packets are being pushed in part by private companies that make them. These critics worry that glitzy foil-wrapped packets could distract people from local, low-tech nourishment. Laura Iannotti from Washington University says in an ideal world, we wouldn't rely on packages of enriched peanut butter. We'd be helping parents get good food from nearby, non-packaged food.
Eggs, milk, meat.
But as that mother in Cape Haitien told me, it just doesn't always happen. And some experts say in our less than ideal world, if little packages of fortified peanut paste can help nourish children through their most vulnerable time of life, the payoff would be huge. Dan Charles, NPR News.
And this afternoon on All Things Considered, Dan reports on an attempt to make this super nutritious peanut butter in Haiti to create much-needed jobs.